Blog Talk Radio.
TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to fit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn as soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like the beef do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's good, people? You already know what it is. It's Friday. We're doing show a little early today, 10 p.m., Friday, July 1st. So you already know it's summertime. It's real nice. Tonight's show is dedicated to the memory of Travis Clark. He passed last week, actually, while we were doing the show. But my heart and condolences go out to his family and all his friends. We all, you know, we all miss you, and you're constantly in our hearts and our prayers. Also, big shout out over to the town of Dye. They just lost XL. Rest in peace, XL. Pacadosis. It's just been a real hectic, crazy summer starting off already. But hit us up 347-857-4302, and you know how we do this. Throw it back so that we coming right back in it, and we'll be right back after this.
Mr. Dynamite!
Mr. Dynamite!
So fetch!
Yes.
y'allin' to the like beatin'. You could either dance or just have a seat and listen to the way in what I am slaying. A different kind of rapper language that I am saying. So all the party people that absorb is my info. When it comes to rockin' parties, I am a info maniac, brainiac for doing my dancing. My record makes the music, we'll put you in a trance and hypnotize your body and like you make a cardigan. You won't be fighting the ill and you just be partying down with the funky town with yours truly. The original B-I-V-M-A, okay, I was the E and I came to have fun and not be number one and just here to let you know who's like running the place and everywhere that I perform and do a show, as long as you know that.
Nobody beats the biz.
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 You know me as a B-I-V-M-A-R-K-I-E-N. I go for what I know, do when they show for human beings. I'm guaranteed to rock to make the ladies feel and shout. I'm bound to wreck your body as they turn the party out. The Marty rapper, no chapper, always have a phone. And when you hear the biz monkey, I get the jaws on you. From the M-A-R-K-I-E-N, though that's me. I got the set of steps to keep in check, my speed is so unique. They say I look and sound funny, but I don't be caring. I rock the last quarter rooftop, Dean Square and Roseland. The Hawthorne, Madison Square Garden, even I put a real fit at Davis Center. Parting the way that I'll be talking about the places I be rocking. I love to perform for the people that be clocking. I think about your own mind, don't want it like I want it, but you pay for a good performance. Look on it, you want it. That's why I'm here to be like letting you know that I'm a highly recognized as the king of disco and making people laugh and have a lot of enjoyment. I'm the best person for this type of employment. That's why. A coupon, I catch a sale retail before it gets stale. So hurry up and get the wig, check out the mail and shop nonstop. By how I hip hop on the mic and like, make you cooperate with the rhythm. That is what I give them. Reagan is depressed, but I voted for Shirley Chisholm. It might sound confusing, the style that I'm using. But in the end, I'm sure that you will find it quite amusing and funny. Oh, honey, it's just ridiculous. Don't try to front, come on and admit you was thrilled. Chilled, your heart was fulfilled. So respect the architect as I begin to build. Science and my reliance is the palm of rap. Like Carl Lewis, I get to it. So let's go to lap.
Nobody beats the beat. My name is Yo, hook my mic up, please. Make Kurt, make the bass come out so clear.
Clear.
Please.
I'm at you, KB.
KB.
Ready?
Yeah, ready?
When fresh beats and rhymes collide, the result is a hop and a fast voice. Posse getting ready for this. We give it up, no slack. You get it. The fat boys are back. And cool on. If a human beat box one time in your mind. Amazing to the eye, devastating to the ear.
Hope that I would find myself a good time before I'm through and the night is done.
man, I'm gonna have fun.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Wait, am I on? Oh. It's your girl, Roxy Blue, Miss Pretty Girl Swag herself, and I'm rocking on pregame radio with Brooklyn Black and EB. Get like me.
What's good? We live back in the place to be. It's pregame radio. Brooklyn Black, Lady Still Ebb in the building. What's going on, ladies? How we doing tonight?
Yo.
I'm good. I'm drinking.
Did you really just play Ain't Gonna Hurt Nobody?
Yes, I did that.
Yo, that shit is crazy. So I'm sitting here wishing that I could have a special button that to light up to let you know that I want to talk to you so I can tell you your wish. That shit is crazy, son. Can't even play the nigga with whack.
Hey, I like the song, man.
Yeah, that shit is whack. What's up, Alex?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't believe that nigga played that shit, but
all right. Last issue, damn it. So we got a regular show. We won't be crowning any pregame approved artists. Not this week, probably not next week either.
Okay.
Just let them show pop out and see who need the ass beat and just get to the callers and say what's up to everybody and things of that nature. So have them.
You for playing that bullshit just now.
Ah, shut up!
You and everybody that's in the supermarket spinning up all their Social Security and their food stamps for the month of July so that they could cook out this weekend and do it up real big, and is going to eat like a poor man for the rest of the month until August. I'll meet y'all happy. Because I seen y'all out there. I heard y'all discussing it. Heard these two chicks in the supermarket. One is like, well, don't worry. If you use up your stamps, it's cool because you know I'm on, you know, my kids is down south for the summer, so I can always give you some of you know, this shit was crazy. This shit was crazy, but, yo, for real, don't do that. It's not even your holiday. I mean, and really, how much independence do you really have in this motherfucker right now? Not as much as you think you do. So don't go berserk. Don't spend a lot. Just, you know, you want to entertain, but don't be ridiculous with it. Oh, well, besides them. Okay, did y'all hear about Ted Peters and Philson Andrews? The niggas that, these dudes that tried to hold up a liquor store a couple of days ago and didn't have a plan, they didn't have a clue, they didn't have nothing, they just went in there and held like three people hostage and two of them escaped. Them two, Ted Peters and Philson, y'all need y'all ass beat. How you going? Yo, first of all, how you go in Flatland? Come on, Flatland, son, and you trying to rob a liquor Flatland. And you trying to rob a liquor store. You first of all, you stood out like flies in a bowl of milk out there, number one, where you were at. And then you going to go in and just announce a stick-up. Don't have a way to really escape. And then you want to hold hostages. Come on, man. You were supposed to stick and move. You were supposed to go in, get what you were going to get, and get out. And what the funny shit was is that while they was having the hostages, they started opening bottles of Hennessy. You know what I'm saying? Come on, yo. Really? Really? Is that what it's going to? We can't even have decent liquor store knockoffs. Now, it's some bootleg shit. You can't even do that right. Yo, them two, they need their ass beat for even attempting that shit. You know you need more than two people to knock off a damn liquor store. Okay?
Yeah, that's the crazy shit right there, man.
All right.
All them dopes would be trying to be the first ones with the new George would have coming out. Y'all niggas need to ask me too. Y'all in there. Well, I'm sorry, you're not in there, but you got standing outside at 8 some in the morning for parents niggas knowing you should went to work. People calling late to go to work.
Well,
really?
I think that everyone that's planking needs their ass beat.
Everybody that's who?
Everyone that's planking.
Yo, okay. I'm glad you brought that up. Now, please, Alex Black, can you educate me? What is this planking? Where did it start? What the? Yo, I heard somebody died from this shit. Now, what the hell is going on?
A couple people have died from trying to do it. I mean, it's a reenactment of how they used to load the slaves into the boats, you know, like laying face down, arms like straight, side by side or whatever, and somehow it became like a national craze and they're doing it on random objects, like it's cool, but it's like a mockery at the same time.
Wait a minute. Okay, so wait. So that planking is like, wait a minute, you said that's like how they put the slaves in the ships when they brought them here?
Yeah, to maximize on room.
Oh my God, the motherfuckers is doing this shit like it's
yeah,
fucking
like it's
cool. That's where that shit came from. Oh, I'm turning the fuck. Well, how are people dying from that shit? I mean, other than them being
they're
on
doing it on random objects. People are doing this on street posts. They're doing it on roofs. They're doing it like literally anywhere. there's like a whole website and Facebook pages dedicated to it. If people are doing it on anything.
Yeah. I am totally, now that you have schooled me to the origins of this shit, I'm really disgusted right now. I'm turned off with that shit. And I think I saw, who did I see a picture of? Did I see a picture of LaToya Luckett planking?
I know Dwight Howard was.
You just lost some cool points with me for that, LaToya. Real talk. Cool points have been lost. But that's crazy. Now, how did the people die? Do you know about the specific cases, or do you know of a specific case?
They probably got run over by shit, fell off shit, you know.
Yeah, it's like, because just think about it. If you wanted to plank on like on a street post, that's literally like the more outrageous the place is, the better off the picture. And
uh-huh.
You're literally just laying straight face down. So it's all about balance. Now, if you're going to go on something like a street post, what's going to happen? Some people are doing it on top of trains. Some people are doing it on top of cars. Like, so, like
moving
really look-
vehicle?
Hmm?
They're doing it on moving vehicle?
I guess. I don't know. You have to look it up and just see, like,
wow.
Everybody's trying to top everyone else, so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How utterly ridiculous.
You know,
is that, I mean, really, is that what the minds of the next generation have come to think that this shit is actually, I mean, what can we compare it to from, say, 10 years ago that was a craze? Absolutely
nothing,
right? I mean, what could we compare it to that was a craze? Come on. Nothing.
To me, I don't think there's anything to really compare it to because...
Exactly. Nobody was doing crazy shit like that.
This is something that's, like, insulting, and people are just turning a blind eye to it because they want to be a part of the craze.
Yeah, you know you're right about that. And like I said, I had no idea. I've seen... You know, bits and pieces about planking, and I've seen, you know, people, like, you know, laid straight across, whatever, and I'm thinking, okay, is this some kind of take on the exercise, you know, in plank position? Is this what the take is on? You know, this is what I'm thinking. But now that you're telling me this, I mean, really, that's real fucked up. It's real fucked up. So you guys participating in that shit and thinking that shit is cool, y'all fucked up. Get to learn the history on shit before you start doing shit. Because it's foul. Real talk, it's foul. But anyway.
Pretty much. And the same people doing it will be the first people that will cry foul if somebody even decides to drop the N-bomb. That's what I don't get.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, how could you? And I haven't really seen, I can't say I've seen, too many, you know, black people doing this shit.
I've seen too many.
Really? That's crazy. Man, they don't even have a clue. Well, maybe they do, and that's just their ignorance. You know? Fuck
exactly.
Up. I'm going to Google me some planking and see what the fuck this shit is about.
Yeah,
I
think that
comment on and talk some shit about.
To become a part of something should at least see exactly what they're becoming a part of and not just do it just because.
Yeah. All right. Because, I mean, that shit is just, I mean, it's so disrespectful. I mean, what if, you know, people just started throwing themselves in mass fucking graves? I mean, come on. That shit wouldn't be appreciated too much, you dig?
All right, let's get into this caller about to bring in. Your last four digits is 7063. You are live on the air with Pregame Radio. What's good? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what up, man? I'm calling to see if you guys think the Illuminati may be behind this.
What?
Man, you think, like, Rihanna and Jay-Z and Beyonce is funding this kind of thing, and they're actually, like, behind it, kind of masterminding it.
Oh, you want? I know who this is. This is Colin, isn't it?
Huh?
Who is this, Colin?
Huh?
I have my own Minotti. I think that's going to be like a whole drawn-out discussion.
Yo, that's just going to be something else we're going to have to do. Ladies,
there is
still
no fucking Illuminati, okay?
You guys aren't going to answer my question?
I'm answering your question. There is no Illuminati.
Okay.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, they ain't got time for this bullshit. They too busy spending fucking money.
I don't believe that. I believe that there is.
They don't give a damn about the average Joe. What they're behind is making and generating more money for themselves. They're behind. They got study groups seeing what the kids are listening to and buying so they could capitalize. That's as far as that Illuminati shit is going to go.
Right. But do you also think, though, they have some immoral philosophies that they kind of roll with? And they kind of do want to kind of initiate kids into their belief system about... Huh?
What is your definition of a moral philosophy?
Well, they do. Well, the symbolism in music videos, like ever since 2004, it's some kind of campaign created to worship the devil, pretty much.
Well, let me ask you a question. What's wrong with devil worship?
What?
And there's a lot of things wrong with devil worship.
If you even study
Satanism and all that stuff, pretty much followers of that religion just destroy themselves. Their main thing is about just giving into the flesh completely and 100%, and everybody knows that kind of.
There's no big bad devil to be worshipped. You know who's a devil? That motherfucker that went in the pharmacy and shot up that 17-year-old girl and that lady about to be married and that husband picking up a prescription and the other dude, the pharmacist. That's your devil. There's no.
I think as entertainers, they should do a better job at being.
To make me. Some holy water.
Even if they did worship the devil, what does that got to do with the price of tea in China? Does it directly affect
what?
You?
Who cares?
Does it directly affect you?
Who cares about China?
Does it directly affect you whether they worship the devil or not? No, it doesn't. It doesn't pay
well,
you rent.
Well,
it doesn't
it does
feed
affect
you.
It people around you.
It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant.
Well,
okay.
I mean, if they're teaching, like, you know, like kids are being ruder and ruder.
No, that's why it's up to parents to teach their kids. That's why parents, it's the parents' responsibility to educate your child. So when your child comes across other knowledge or they hear other things, they know otherwise or they know different. So it's not about what you're teaching your kid. Come on, man. You teach your kid.
Nowadays, they expose parents to get a job and make a decent living, and the kids are going to have to watch TV, you know, and it kind of sucks to have TV like freaking Satan talking to them through the TV screen. You know, it sucks.
What? Well, shit,
yeah.
Satan talks to me in my dreams. I don't even watch TV. So now what?
Talk to you in your dreams? I think this is an Illuminati station right here.
He works in my corner store. I see him everywhere, just like I see Jesus. Jesus fixes cars around the corner. All right? So listen, this is really not a political show like that. We don't give energy. We don't give energy or power to things that we don't care about. We don't feed shit like that. If you don't
what
give
do you guys
energy,
care about
guess what? It dies. So stop talking about it.
What do you guys care about then?
What
do you guys care about then? If you don't care about society, what is there for you guys to...
Beyonce and Jay-Z and the like, they don't listen. I'm not depending on them to have any kind of effect on my reality. You understand?
So whatever your reality is, then you work that out with your society. I'm not looking for them to come and do anything in my society. If I need something done, the change starts with me. You understand?
Right,
you don't have to look outside just for anything.
How long
is it going
to take for you to start changing before you actually contribute? Have an opinion about
that. I'm not responsible for the world. I'm only responsible for myself. Okay? I'm only responsible for myself, not the world.
That's the way those devils shoot Illuminati be feeling.
Come on, man. We're not
chilling.
No more Illuminati.
They got their money. They don't.
But,
if man, tells them to do this or that, you're going to do it.
No, because to be fair, that's something that is, you know, very relevant in the music industry, whether you believe it or not.
You know what? Jews run the world. Let's call it state of state. Let's keep it like it is. Jews run the world. That's your Illuminati. Okay? All top 10 media outlets out of the top 10 ain't run by Jews. That's your Illuminati. Those are the people. The Illuminati are the people that have the power. Okay? That's who runs your world. Go see him. Michael Eisner and the rest of them.
Exactly.
That's your Illuminati
and what effect do they have, and they
have absolutely no effect on my community or my reality.
They actually do. They actually have a great deal of it because they're influencing people around you. And women marrying women, dogs marrying cats.
And what's wrong with women and marrying women? And then what's wrong with love? Love is where you find it. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? You can't
afraid that homosexuality is contagious? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh my God. If they keep doing it and then one of them touches me, it's gonna spread and then the earth will no longer be populated? That makes no sense. It's if God created everything, he created gay people too. Okay.
Color.
So they're deformed, you know.
No.
They're like accidental.
You're wrong.
Like, oops. Oh, you're not supposed to like that. Oh man, you know. And you know that's the history of gays. You know, like.
Where are you calling
back
from,
in the day,
Color?
Huh? Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Let me break it down for you, all right? thousands and thousands of years ago, there was a guy who liked other guys. However, he wasn't stoned to death because nobody knew. So what he started doing was raping a whole bunch of other people in the village. And those guys pretended to like it because they didn't want to admit that they'd been raped. And that's how gayness started.
Wow.
The Illuminati has officially taken radio.
Wow.
My mind is free,
okay? Do you have a name of this serial first rapist? You know what? You know what? There might actually, there might be some credence to your story. Yeah, I'm going to let you go with that. But guess what? The first man, thousands and thousands of years ago, that started raising people, God made him too. Okay, so that defeats your purpose.
But it was an accident.
God made him too.
Now, like,
okay?
If you make a typo, don't you not like the typo? Don't you want to correct it? Don't you even, you know, it's, you know, it's just effective. You know,
but you're just a mere man. How dare you be judgmental and decide what needs to be corrected? What human flaw, as you see it, needs to be corrected?
The devil.
Well, from the first time
so
I
saw
you,
so now what you're saying is the creator is wrong.
The first thing you say, no,
stop
acting like an idiot. You're gonna go have sex with a woman. Go have sex with a woman. No, don't touch that dick. Go have sex with a woman.
All right, we are going all over the place today. But we're going to take a quick musical interlude, and we're going to come right back. It's pregame radio.
Hey, guys, invite me back.
Yeah, I'm out of here. Post over from TGO. Play somebody shit. Play that swag. Play that dead Johnny swag shit. Huh? Play that Johnny swag shit.
I got you. You know they got us using this new switchboard and it's really not.
And you haven't mastered it yet, like a Riri.
I hope that you did not like take him off because I need to hear some more.
No, he's still here. He's still rocking with us.
Oh, okay. Does he have a
What's
name?
Up, guys, we're still hanging out. That was good.
I'm chilling with
Alex, Lady Steel, Williams or something, and Big Black, all the homies.
You said Big awesome. Black.
Wow. You know. Wow, here we go. Johnny Swagger, Bob, featuring Frito and Jazz the Rapper, and we'll be right back.
Ho, ho, right. TGO on maximum. Hood, Rick, line freezing on maximum. We getting bottles, spending money. Ho,
you see that bling blow? Bitches on my dick now. Haters hating like he think he the shit now. They saying Johnny got a little cocky attitude. Now my swag been flying on his highest altitude. Not looking at y'all, I'm looking past y'all. I'm so fly, man, I go through for NASA. I live that fast life, could have drove for NASA. I'm the pilot, nigga, you just a passenger. It doesn't matter, bro, hate all you want. I'm on my bullshit, order what you want, bro. Stay for the bitches, handy for my niggas. Great ones do great things, ladies, fuck with us.
Hold up, let me get a little piece of it. Music is my drug, strap me up, cause I need a fix. I also deal it, hit me up if you need a hit.
I got lies all around me, baby, cause I be the shit. You ain't know, I does this, remember that. Put me on the track, it's going down, I'ma timber that. I'm good for your ears, something like a winner hat. Mary, no one's fucking with me, but we don't get into that. Her bitch, be the team, G.I.Q. the clip. So if it ain't about the dream, you ain't saying shit. I got my buzz up soon, I'll be getting on. Jazz in the pond, but this ain't the Harlem Renaissance.
Once again, who's the topic of discussion? You gotta love it, Jazz, tell them.
I does it.
You can tell they frightened, do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
No.
You hear him saying something? You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fucking boys talking about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about. Hot down, but I've been baking. For punchlines to them slick statements. I know them lame haters. Nancy on the track, she'll sit relevant. Love the blackout in this bitch like Colin Edison. Never are you better than me, no, I'm ahead of them. Pockets looking crazy like he just reached the settlement. That nigga's delicate. Big, you ain't never lied. Living life in high definition like it's televised. I'm on fire like a heat wave. Summertime, Times Square, waiting for the D-train. Rich freeze, man, do as I please, man. Yankee fitted, broke me on true religion, jeans.
Okay, man. Stupid Ninja Turtle flow. Now I get so many ooh and eyes on me every time I'm stepping through. I can't lie, run through paper like shredders do. Old five commercial girl, I'm just better, boo. Who I gotta impress? Wait, spell it, I'm pressed. Four times, so I'm clocking out with interest. Go apply for a real job, sir. Cause all your rhymes suck like a teenage white girl. And that's just ridiculous. Better yet, frivolous. Catch me at these offices, handling my business. Get it with others who I like. Friday, got more jump off for suicide.
Once again, who's the topic of discussion? You gotta love it, Jazz, tell them.
I does it.
You can tell they frontin'. Do y'all hear him saying something? They ain't talking about us, so they ain't really saying nothing. You hear him saying something?
No. Nope.
You hear him saying something?
Uh-uh.
You hear him saying something? Nah, they ain't saying nothing. What the fuck them boys talking about? I guess it's us, cause we the only ones they talk about.
It's your boy Wolfman Jack. Shout out to Prairie Game Radio, one of the hottest underground online radio shows featuring your boy Brooklyn Black. Salute your homie.
Around looking like 3D, cause I'm real hard. I do it.
easy. Look at me, girl, hard as you for TV. Yeah, you don't like me. Oh, well, too bad. Cause I get half from your man like a do rag. And I got the new bag, not the full bag. I'm talking about the 50 year with the new tag. I look good, see, I got my hair done. And I got a bag of weed after my hair bun. Turn it down, I can't even hear them. The music so loud, it's messing up my eardrum. Yo, hold up, you know I party like a rock star. I turn the lights on just like a cop car. I'm on fire, yeah, I'm a hot star. Turn on the AC, I'm in my hot car. Yeah, pin on the steering wheel, throwing up my bracelet. I get pipes, more pipes in the basement. Before he go, when the boy got to taste it, said he a hitter from the back, that's my favorite. I suck real hard, I do it for TV. I'm looking like a star whenever you see me. Time is all around, looking like 3D. Cause I suck real hard, I do it for TV. I suck real hard, I do it for TV. I suck real hard, I do it for TV. I dress fly, even when I do the laundry. Lips never chap, cause my lips gloss on me. I can't lie, yeah. I told him to call me, but I gave him the wrong number cause he's corny. Setting when I hit the club, kinda like a ball beat. There's a problem that the man bought me. I'm a star girl, no, I don't like to pay. I'm hot, so take me out the microwave. Yeah, I'm hot, too hot to handle. And it's real hot, I got on my sandals. My car stay white, just like a candle. You say, fuck me, that's what my man do. This is what I do, laying down, great work. I'm gonna be just like my name is Faithful. No, it won't take long, so you can hate on. Yeah, I stay around me, just like a hate on. I suck real hard, I do it for TV. I'm looking like a star whenever you see me. Time to all around, looking like 3D. Cause I suck real hard, I do it for TV.
I'm just tacking up.
We got the mystery caller who.
Oh, mystery caller.
You know, so
hey,
we're all back. We're all
hey,
out. We're
talking. Hey, man, I just had a thought. I was chilling today, and I noticed that both the NFL and the NBA is both locked out, man. What do you guys think about this? Do you guys think that this is the beginning of the end for all professional sports? That the greedy elite has stolen so much money that players can't even play for money anymore. You know? What do you think?
Oh, what are they going to play for? Food?
Yeah. Just pretty much. Jump. Food and clothes.
It's a matter of just greed. It's just a matter of greed, and the cost now is the cost to acquire these new players and to get them the contract is just astronomical now. There has to be some happy medium. Something's got to be done. Somebody got to be like, hold the fuck up, you know. Let's take a look at really what's going on now, because
yeah.
They can't afford it now. They can't afford
yeah.
to get these people now. So I mean, as far as it being the end of sports, oh hell no, there is no end of sports. Sports may change. We may see different types of sports becoming popular.
I mean, All right. Do you think the players are going to start playing for even less money than they actually asked for? Because the union or whatever who signs off on paying this money decides not to budget at all? And
well,
clock out goes for 2-3 years or something like that.
I don't know about Lady Steele or Big Black, but
yeah.
I'm not an agent, so I couldn't possibly tell you how
and
that's
either
going
that's
to go
have,
down.
Or end up
I
on
know you're not an agent. I know you're not Asian.
Check.
You up sound out black to me.
Wait,
wow.
What? I sound what? Say it again.
You just said that you're not an Asian. I already know that.
No, I said I'm not an agent. Agent.
Oh, all right.
But I'm beginning to think
right,
you are.
On,
Mr. Smith. Real talk.
I say this mystery guy, man.
I mean, are we allowed to know your name?
Well, you got my name right. It's,
Oh.
That's okay. Mystery guy. First name, mystery, last name, guy. As far as you guys are concerned, because I don't know who's listening to this. It could be some feds or something like that.
Probably.
So.
Oh,
the Illuminati.
Yeah, seriously. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're all over the place.
Well, I should party with
you.
I got my
foil cap on. Huh?
They're even in milk.
What did you say? You dip in milk?
I said the Illuminati. They're even in milk.
What? Really?
I want to party with Mo.
Huh?
Oh man, this is killing me.
There's a full moon tonight.
Yes, and there's also a solar eclipse. It brings out types of people.
Oh, they do some kind of rituals during solar eclipses. Look it up.
Look it up. We trying to have. Why you think we did this show early? We got stuff to do.
Seriously. Cool.
I'm serious.
Let's get on it.
All right. It's a new moon, Jack.
We
time for new things.
Right.
Oh, man. This is 347-857-4302. We're live in. It seems Mystery Guy here is giving us a lot of insight and asking us our point.
I mean, Mystery Guy, is there anything that you believe that's untouched?
Wow, that's untouched? Well, the only things that are untouched is the stuff that could harm us. Like cigarettes and alcohol are perfectly legal, but marijuana, on the other hand, is all nobody, you know, it's all fucked with, you know, you can't. It's against the law. So I think whatever's out there that could harm us and therefore depopulate the human race, it's available. They don't touch that shit. So that's the answer to your question. Alex, Lady Steele.
John.
Alex, Lady Steele. Tom.
Okay, Mr. Guy.
All right. So do you have a reply to my... inquiry?
As far as if I think Jay-Z and Beyonce are behind, like, if they're
the
Illuminati.
No, about what are they, what don't they touch? They don't fuck with things as long as it's, we don't have the best of the best available to us. So, you know, you got it? Like, They don't fuck with alcohol and cigarettes, but they do fuck with marijuana, which is actually a lot less harmful to you.
Okay.
Their main mission is to depopulate.
Where did that baby come
they
from?
They created the AIDS. They don't cure the cancers. Are you guys still there?
We got you.
All right. So, do you guys have anything to say about that?
I'm very curious. What do you have in your iPod?
What I have in my iPod? I got some cool stuff in there. I got Frank Zappa. I got Chuggo. I got some Kid Rock. Got some good stuff in here. Why?
You got any hip hop in there?
Hip hop? No. Hip hop?
No.
Man, my brothers and sisters, your hip hop is brainwashed. It's the beta test of brainwashing music. Brainwash music. It all started with Geek Surrette back in the day. Do not fuck with hip hop.
Wait, how can you say that about hip hop, man? Now,
hip hop is negative.
Some songs
talking about
be associated with hip hop, but you can't
making black
say
people boom. I'm black.
You
I
can't say hip hop is brainwashing.
Huh?
You can't say hip hop is brainwashing. Like, not
it's negative.
You know. Huh?
It's all they talk about is being violent, disrespecting your fellow black woman and black brother. What else? It also depicts us in a very negative light, and because people see this stuff on TV, people want to imitate it. I don't think it sets a good example for African Americans. The culture you see on TV and also the music itself. It's lame.
Wait, so you're saying hip hop is not good for African Americans?
Nope. It's not good. Exactly. It's terrible.
What's your thoughts?
Illuminati.
Here?
Huh?
Wow. You know what?
I don't know what.
This is the thing, right? I'm trying to figure out how, if you don't listen to hip hop, did you find our show? Because this is what we do. We
it showcase
it through
me.
We showcase underground hip hop, the real shit, not that watered down bubblegum, Lil Wayne, Soulja Boy bullshit. Teach me how to dug this shit. Those songs have their place. They have their place. Okay, but that's not what we consider real hip-hop. You want to hear real hip-hop? You listen to the show. You tune into the show. You click on the links that are on the website. All those artists, those pre-game approved artists, you get up there and, you know what I'm saying, Baltimore Sun, our TGO members, come on. That's real hip-hop there. So for you to say, you know, you put that in your iPod, okay? And
so
you're right. It's not so much about bitches and hoes because bitches and hoes run the world. Bitches and hoes been around since the world been turning. I'm using my finger to make a circular motion. Okay? Mm-hmm. So since the world been spinning these bitches and hoes, that's just a fact of life. That's just a fact of life. What happens is, see, what you're hearing is, unfortunately, you're hearing somebody's story about how they grew up, how they came up, and what they were exposed to. And believe it or not, those are the type of things that sometimes go on, and not always just in the ghetto, okay? Not always just in the ghetto, okay? So that's what you're hearing. And if you don't like it, right? If you don't like it, then that's when it's your time to go into the community and do something about it.
I do.
What do you do? What do you do, mystery guy? What do you do? What do you do in the community?
What I do is, at parties. At parties, I talk down about the Illuminati like I should. I talk down about hip-hop. I do.
But how is that helping the community as a whole? What are you bringing to the community? If you're saying this is negative and that's negative and it's messed up, then what are you doing? Where's your personal responsibility in this? What are you doing to change that?
I'm being a role model, you know. I'm being the best black man I could possibly be.
How is that?
And that is by acting white as
as much as humanly possible.
Oh my God, I know who this is.
All right, we got another caller that wants to get in on the conversation, so let's get him up in and grab the caller. Do a live on pregame radio. Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm thirsty now.
Grab the caller, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, where are you?
Oh yeah, okay. My bad. I'm new to the little radio space, but I'm calling you from North Carolina. I'm a major big artist myself, so I'm new to this. You know what I mean? So, actually, what are y'all talking about? Because I just seen a lady on my Facebook page that I just added today, and I was just zooming in. Y'all talking about hip hop? I mean, what's the story tonight?
It's Illuminati, isn't it? Hey man, what you know about the Illuminati?
Well, I'm new to it, you know what I mean?
Are you a representative of the Illuminati?
No, I'm a major artist myself.
Husband, I know exactly who this is, by the way, but go on.
The thing is, though, I don't do like hardcore hip hop. I do like the Christian music, you know what I mean? But basically, y'all talking about like how hip hop is today, how it's doing to like the generation. Is that basically what I'm talking about? Because like I said, I just zoomed in. I just seen the number that said call in to the radio station.
North Carolina, you're breaking up.
Can you hear me good enough?
Yeah.
Okay. We got Stemma. Like, wherever you are, just try to like move around so you get a better reception so you don't break up so much.
Okay.
I told you guys, man. CIA. They don't want this guy to be heard.
Well, North Carolina, actually, what usually happens on the pregame radio is we have underground artists send us music, and the administrative staff at pregame radio, we take a vote, we listen to your music, we discuss it, we take a vote with you online, and we determine, you know, just on this show, it doesn't mean, you know, for the whole world, but we determine whether you become a pregame approved artist. And to let you know that the judges are all from very diverse backgrounds, we all have different musical tastes, which at times causes us to clash. But in the end, the bottom line is we all like good music. We all like good hip. We all like hip hop, real true hip hop. So if you're an artist, when you get a chance, I believe there's another link on the pregame radio page, and you can send your tracks to my to our director, Brooklyn Black, and show host, and he'll play your tracks.
Okay. Now, check this out. Now, Wolf, like, I have something. Because, like I say, I'm a Christian rap artist, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be different from every other artist. Can you guys hear me good enough?
Yeah, you said you were Christian, right?
Yeah, can you hear
you
me good
Christian.
Enough?
Yeah, you said Christian rap, right?
Yeah, I'm a Christian rapper, but see, I do like Christian rap and I write positive music. I try to be different. I try not to disrespect women. I try not to lie my music, you know what I'm saying? I try to keep it 100. Mm-hmm. But basically, like, I have like a music page and I'm on YouTube. And I just started, I'm on a new website called Reverb Nation. It's like where artists can expose their music more, you know what I mean? So, I mean, can I give y'all like my YouTube name and y'all can go check me out that way?
Sure.
Okay, it's Grandman 30. It's GRANMAN, and then the number 30.
Okay. All right, we'll check you out.
This is like Freaky Friday on pregame radio.
That would definitely be some.
We also on the line, we have a mystery caller. He refuses to give us his name, but he has been very entertaining, to say the least. So, North Carolina, if you can, stay on the phone and join in on the colorful commentary.
Okay.
We got another caller that I got to bring up in here. Last four digits is 0402. You're live on pregame radio, 0402.
0402, what up? Ebony, what's good? Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, what's good, man?
Dylan, how you?
We're doing good, man. Who's this?
This is Ty. What up?
What's good, Ty? Where you calling from, man?
Hi. This is Ty. Nick, what up?
So, Carlos?
Don't say anything. He's a spy.
Everybody good. Love him. Show love to the show. What's good with you?
Nothing much, yo. Miss you, son. Real talk. I want to see you too.
Black, what's good, baby?
Chillin', man. Chillin'.
All right. Just letting y'all know I'm checking you out. What's good? Everybody,
okay,
everybody
yeah.
good?
It's good.
Yeah, everybody chillin'. How do
you
first time calling the show?
Huh?
This your first time calling the show?
Yeah, my first time calling. I check y'all out every now and then when I get a chance, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what's up. All right. Definitely appreciate it. I'm glad you tuned in.
Well, as you see, we got
multiple conversations going on here this evening, Todd. But let me ask you this, Todd. What are your thoughts on the NBA and the NFL lockout for our mystery caller?
you know I'm a sports head, so like I mean,
exactly.
They need to get this money. And you get this money situated. I mean, and stop playing. We trying to see the NFL. We trying to see the NBA. So, like, stop playing. I ain't got time for that. I mean,
yeah.
But they only do it when the Knicks look like they're about to do something. That's a conspiracy.
See?
Yep.
Why you don't notice that?
It's about money, though. You know what I mean, it's about money.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we can't be greedy. You know what I mean, they making all this money, owners. I mean,
mm-hmm.
players, like, there got to be some median in between, you know what I mean? Somebody got to be humble and say, all right, we got to make this happen, because at the end of the day, they're going to lose tons of money. Season
exactly.
close, you know what I mean? So.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's so true. Yeah, something definitely does have to give. But who do you think makes the most money out of the two, the players or the owners?
Definitely the owners. I mean,
mm-hmm.
because the contracts that they paying is coming from NBC, ABC, ESPN. That's going to the owners. That's why they want to do a 52-48 split. I mean, because they feel like they deserve to get the most money.
Right.
I mean, so, mm-hmm. the owners make it. I mean, then they get the stadium fees. They get all that. So
that goes
to their pocket.
So do you think
they got leverage?
So you think what they're asking for is fair?
The people or the players or the owners?
The players.
The
you
players,
think what they're asking for is fair?
Yeah, I
mm-hmm.
think so, especially with the retirement. I mean, insurance, like, yo, they put their life on the line, I mean.
Right.
Every day, the owners, they sit in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it on the big screen or something. These people out there, they running, tackling, you know, people getting
yeah.
paralyzed and stuff like that. So, like, I mean, they deserve that. I mean,
right.
they deserve all the insurance. They should have top-notch insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they should go to the doctor and get whatever they need done. Yo, they put in, yeah, of course they're making millions of dollars, but they definitely need to, you know, they need to live, too.
Mm-hmm.
Average career is 3 to 5 years. And what happens after that? They supposed
mm-hmm.
to roll off?
Well, you know what? You definitely have a point, but at the same time, too, I do believe that these players understand that, yeah, you're saying the average career is 3 to 5 years. So in the interim, as a player, as a business person, and as someone that knows that, okay, I'm going to have to do something after this, what kind of things are you putting in place to ensure that your future is okay? I mean, real talk, Todd. Listen, Todd, I've seen some of the ridiculous ass houses, the jewelry, the cars. I've seen that shit, and then I've seen the same people 2 or 3 years later talking about they broke, and I'm not surprised. What's wrong with? I'm not saying you know you have to live a frugal life by no means. You're making millions of dollars, but what's wrong with you know? Planning for a rainy day and not leaving the responsibility of your future on somebody else. If your job has a 401k and you don't join it, is it the job's responsibility
yeah.
to make you join it?
Nah.
So I agree.
Full hearted. But check this out. All right, 90% of those people that you see,
mm-hmm.
they're race. What's their race? 90% of you. All right. So here's the thing. We as black people, we live for the moment. We don't live for the future. So, of course, they're going to go in.
True
they're
indeed.
Gonna,
True indeed.
I mean, we live for the moment. So, they got that money. That money's in their pocket right then. You know what I mean? That money's in their pocket right then. So, what are they going to do with it? They're not thinking about 2 years from now. You know what I mean? And that's terrible on our behalf. You know I mean? So, we need to teach our kids to live. I mean, to be smart about what we need to be doing. I mean, our money needs to last us, but we need to invest that money in something else. I mean,
exactly.
So we can have something in the future. I mean, but these cats live for the moment, Nick. You know that. I mean, it's just like the street. They live for the moment. They go buy the Benz. I mean, that they go buy the. I mean, that's what they do. So.
True indeed. Oh, I love and adore you so much. I'm so glad you called.
That's what's up. It's always good when we got, you know, the good callers and those who got
understanding.
You know, it's good when we have shows like this. You know,
heard that North Carolina stand up.
Yeah, he's silly.
Brooklyn boy at heart, though. Brooklyn boy at heart.
You know what? You know what?
Word. All right.
Y'all do some work. Yeah, I'm going to let y'all go.
Thank you for calling. Stay Stay on the line for a little while, okay?
All right.
All right. That's
so, you know, we're having a good show. You know, we're talking a whole lot of stuff.
It started off with Alex educating me on planking. And then our mystery caller obviously has got some rays from the solar eclipse. And his bulb is on bright. He's got his thinking cap on. And he's posing all sorts of questions for the pregame radio show this evening.
Mystery caller is going to be my husband.
You don't even know his freaking name.
She says she knows who he is. So.
Yeah, he got warrants. He got the mystery guy.
He's an upstanding black man.
If he can get back on the line.
He's an upstanding black man who acts white.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
So that he can make sure that he maintains his clean cut image.
Yeah, well, that shit is crazy. But son,
what's up?
I want to hear some music. I want to hear some music right now.
Some dreams.
And Mystery Guy has taken, look, he's taking a toll on us. We've used so much energy entertaining him. Real talk. Is Mystery Guy still with us?
No, Mystery Guy had dropped. I don't know. Like, he does that. He calls, he drops it, then he comes back. So,
write his number down, or at least save him on the switchboard, and just put Mystery Guy. Let's see, if he calls again.
It's going to be the Grim Reaper of pregame radio?
you will know. We'll know he's on the line. Okay? Wow, Alex, you have such entertaining people following you around.
He's hilarious, though. He's great. He's such a sweetheart.
He is. He's funny. And sounds... And sounds genuinely concerned. That's what's so hilarious about it.
He is. He's a great guy.
Sounds so genuine and sincere.
Mind you, I've never heard his voice before now, but I just automatically, I know who it is.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Wow.
Peace. Shout out to Mystery Guy. Yo, friend me on Facebook. Ebenea Hazel Smoker. I promise I won't tell your real name. Just put Mystery Guy. Make sure you put Mr. Shaw in the comments so that I know it's you. Okay.
Let's get to some music real quick, and we'll be back. Here's the co-op with Rap Money on Pregame Radio. Hit us up, 347-857-4302.
If one's not good enough, if one's not good enough, if one's not good enough, I'll bring you two. If one's not good enough, if one's not good enough, if one's not good enough, I'll bring you two.
This
motherfucker, the rapture, formerly known as nomadic marriage, is that contracted to women that be talking passion, plastered together platonic until we started smashing the walls and the tax brackets, and we happen to rap, the conversation always turn to us, niggas hating, hope to give a fuck, then go Google that volume control and turn it up, never split forever with, synonym for heroin with marvelous Lauren, the David with the gap like Letterman, design a schematic to attack a track like Lexington, and I execute, the pain of action from your mind, etc. Never been on the left of signs that mean lesser than my regiment. Nothing less than the best, expressive than I represent. NJ and DFW, too hard, you will never win. Even if we handicap for hard, it's the spits again. Splitting up the dividends, the best. This actual rap money, I'm crushing it to the death, nigga. It's rap money, man, hungry, rap crazy, yeah. We smack coming, we stack coming, now listen here. Rap chick of the year.
And it's the rap of the year.
Rich, listen here. Dallas, listen here. It's rap money, man. Hungry rap for the year. We smack dummies, we stack dummies. Now listen here. Rap chick of the year.
And it's the rap of the year.
Rich, listen here. Dallas,
pay attention, I'm accurate. Money and rap, we after the money that all the rappers did. Came in to get a grasp of it, saying we kinda dope is. Straight in the tooth of fact is, most of you cats inadequate. Married to rap to half the activist when I managed to master a plan for capital. Casual, anti-cannibal, competition is laughable. What? Handle you in a cipher, two of us rap attractive. When sending requests of battle, make sure that it is retractable. Vicious cycle, I'm half of, murder these tracks, attack you. Britain's how I get back at you, turning this up, you heard right. Situation is vermite. Spit you flaming, it's termite. Hit you with wordy verses and hit the New Jersey turnpike. None of you ever learn life. Teaching my lesson twice, and it shows that I'm just as nice as most of you people writing. Don't mess with my head of crisis. From New York to London nights, I heard some of you getting bread. We hungry about the fondage.
It's rap money, man. Hungry rap crazy, yeah. We smack dummies, we stack dummies. Now listen here. Rap chick of the year.
And it's the rap of the year.
Brick, listen here. Dallas, listen here. It's rap money, man. Hungry rap for the year. We smack dummies, we stack dummies. Now listen here. Rap chick of the year.
And it's the rap of the year.
Brick, listen here. Dallas, listen here.
You know me, all the bottles of the bubbly. Now the models all around wanna rub on me. You can imitate but never be enough of me. I know this life of a one gon' be the death of me. But we gon' ball till we fall, yeah, definitely. You talk about the next best thing, mention me. I'm the underrated, most hated, heavy hitter. Don't leave your girl around me, nigga, come and get her. Cause I ain't gotta do much, you already snow. And I'ma keep it real, I don't fuck every hoe. I'm smoking cigars in Panama with a bunch of bras walking around with their bras and their panties hard. The life of a boss, vacation on private resorts. Been a penthouse, many cabins and lost. Clear Air Force, match a see-through Porsche. I'm starting on these niggas, what the fuck you thought? I'm tanning on a yacht, laid back, getting hella top. Reading my emails on a Bluetooth watch. Her body sick, could've started on Baywatch. Instead, she with me, massaging my feet in arch. Eating steamed crabs and lobsters, shrimps and scallops. I'm a king, son is a prince, the crib is a palace. Bitches see me in the dress. Me as your highness, cause I'm the one who spoiled them in five-star diners. Classy females with a touch of elegance, grace, finesse, and beauty, the five elements. To a five-star chick that attracts this young veteran. Presidential suite, first night, let's settle in. Start fresh in the AM, and settle then. Don't disturb signing the door, cause we gon' get it in. Take a day to reach our destination. I pay for everything, girl, with no hesitation. I ain't stunting, baby girl, this is how I live. Niggas call it tricking, I just think I like to give. She look in my eyes and had to crack a smile, cause she know she ain't dealing with a broke nigga now. D.C. diving in the Cayman Islands. Tomorrow we sightseeing while we playing Trey albums. A week in the mountains is better than public housing. She said, what about her ex? I said, what about him? If he got a problem, don't worry, it's not a problem. I'm from Harlem.
problem, any problem, I revolve with solving. Any other issues on your mind, let me resolve them. Stressed out, sex therapy, release the stress out. Karma Sutra, girl, bring the best sex out. Showing your good time, girl, that's what I'm about. I want to thank everybody for taking the time to listen to this. It's been a long time coming, but I'm here now. Louis Urban Enterprise. June was good. It's your boy Johnny Swagger. Flavor Bravo. You know? Great one, CGO, what's good? All Stars, Harlem. You know? Ghost Rider for Hire if you need me. Any features, collabos? Hit me up. Easy and real simple, you know? That's what I do, baby.
What's good, peoples? You already know it's your girl, Miss No Shoes. And if I'm not doing my own thing on my flows, Retarded Radio, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 12 a.m., you already know I'm tuned in to Pregame Radio, baby, with that boy Brooklyn Black and Lady Steals, Saturdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Let's get that music playing, baby. Oh, big, big, 212 to Brooklyn Black. Where my shoes at, Daddy?
Yeah, we're live back, Pregame Radio. And guess what, ladies? The Mystery Guy's back.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How you doing?
I'm good. I was
chilling.
Oh, man, in case you didn't know, Mystery Guy, Lady Steel has formally proposed on the air.
wait, really? Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
She wants to be her boo. She wants to be your boo.
I'm going to. I don't even care what he says.
Is it a black woman?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Alex.
Ooh.
He said no?
Huh?
He said no because you're black? Agony.
Is she Oreo?
No, she's straight up black. She's a sister.
She's straight up? Oh.
She looks like Storm from X.
Who I am.
Hey, I'm Big Black. Let me pick your brain about something real quick. All right. Do you think, the black community that black women need to be more caring of their African American counterparts, their men, their minzies, their boos? What do you think about that? Like, man, black women are something else, you know what I'm saying?
All right. I don't think that they need to be more caring or anything. Some of them, not all, but they just got to not be so bitter and, you know, try
You're
to.
You're talking about black chicks, right?
Yes.
Being bitter ones, yeah, they're so bitter. Oh, go on.
Like, you know, and most of the times, a lot of times what they do, they may take all the stuff that the last guy did and, you know, put it on the new guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, gotta let that shit go. Now, don't get it twisted. Okay. Girls of all races do that. All right? It's just black women, you know, you really just say what they want.
Yeah. So, Alex and the other girl, are you guys going to make some changes so you can get married someday?
No changes, and you're going to accept me as I am.
Okay. I've been married before. By now.
Wow.
So you're not going to change? Are you single right now?
You're not willing to put up with my angry black woman attitude? That's your birthright. Hmm?
It's your birthday?
To bear. That's what God put you on this earth to do.
Are both of you single? Or do you guys... Are you guys both date black? Or,
I'm single and I only date black dudes.
You always date black dudes? That's cool.
Yep.
Now, have you had any long-term relationships?
Of course.
Hmm?
Of course.
How long? How long, though?
One was for 13 years, and the other one was for 5.
113 years?
I said one was for 13 years.
Mm, that's cool. Wow.
What about you?
What about Oh, me? Well, I got out of a relationship. Well, my longest relationship was a couple of years,
mm-hmm.
and that's about it. But, where I'm at right now, I'm surrounded by black chicks, so I'm kind of scared to actually, get into a relationship because I'm scared that they might beat me or something, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Horrible liar. You can't even stay in character that long. Obviously, you don't rap, so what do?
I do rap.
Oh, really?
You guys want to hear something?
Hey, how do you rap and don't like hip-hop?
Huh? I don't like hip-hop that actually gets played on the radio, but I do my own hip-hop. It's anti-Illuminati based, so.
I mean, are you able to freestyle something?
Give me some time to think about something. I'll do it, and I'll freestyle.
Yay. I'm going to make a fan for you. I'm going to say I Heart Mystery Guy, and I'm going to make it my default picture.
Wow.
Aww.
And I know she'll do it too.
Yep.
Huh?
I will.
Do? Wait, do what?
I'm probably doing it right now.
I'm going to change my default picture to a fan sign that says I Heart Mystery Guy.
Oh, that's cool. I don't know if
you'd appreciate it.
Really.
He's just all, all right, I guess.
We're going to speak after.
Well, how do you look? I don't think
she
we're friends.
She looks like Storm.
She looks like Storm? What? Really?
Really?
Have
you ever noticed it?
Let's see. I'm thinking about adding her to my Facebook. I don't know if it's a good idea or not, though. You guys might understand why.
Yeah, because the Illuminati definitely hangs around Alex's page.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And Homeland Security.
Yeah. She's on the radio. You know? So do you guys want me to freestyle, right?
Don't
right?
laugh. I want to hear this. This is about to be poetry.
Are you guys play a beat for me or something?
Nah, no beat. Shut up the top. Just go.
Just go. Lil Wayne needs beats, and he's the best rapper alive. People say.
So.
We do acapella freestyles.
Come on, Mystery Guy, give us something.
All right. Okay.
Here we go. Wait. I need a beat.
Don't laugh at him. Hold on. Hold on. I don't do that.
People are shit. That's how I feel. I don't drink because I don't trust nobody. I don't know what I'm doing, guys.
I am
a rapper, though. I'm just learning how to be one. A better one. You know.
Yo. That was mean, son.
No, it was not mean. That shit was funny. He was like,
Yeah, that was kind of mean.
That shit was so loud.
Not my best gear. I'm trying to grow as a rapper.
So, Lady Steele, what did you think?
That was awesome. I loved it. The build up.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Alex.
No problem. Anytime.
You seem really nice. Are you a wolf in sheep's clothing, or are you actually cool?
No, yeah. I'm very, very nice.
Better figure it out here. Huh? You're very nice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And as you figure it out, I am not, so that's the way it is. We balanced out the show.
Yeah. You are wonderful.
I mean, you should totally do a drop for us.
All right, I'm going to try harder this time. All right, here we go. All right. The Illuminati is going to get shot up in my fucking gack, and then I'm going to walk on it with some dirty socks, and then I'm going to slide through in my Escalade, and I'm going to go cat, cat, cat all over those motherfuckers. You feel me? You like that?
So
Mr. John, check this out.
How do you feel, Alex?
Huh?
You like that, Alex?
I like it. Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, so check this out.
We're into a porn. You like that, Alex? I like it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, give me more.
Okay, another lady?
Wait, now, hold on. What you got? She digs your rat. And she, you know, she likes you. So does she have a shot or no, because she's black? Like, are you guys going to hook up after the show?
I don't know. It's going to take a lot. I don't really know her. I just met her on the radio today, so I don't know.
Okay, are you going to get to know her? You know.
I mean, a couple more episodes down the line, we'll see where this thing goes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Cool. She seems pretty cool. She's really sweet. She likes my rap and everything. She looks like Storm. Yeah. You guys should think. By the way, you guys should take other calls if you want to. You know, I kind of don't like being the center of attention at all, and I don't, you know, I just hang out here and there.
Function.
You could have fooled us.
Yeah,
okay,
you know, since nobody else is saying anything, I might as well said something. You know.
Exactly. You know what? Here's what I was about to do. I was going to play a couple joints. We got to come back. You know.
Did you just smoke some joints?
I said I would throw on some joints, you know, some music.
Oh, man.
Do you smoke weed, Mr. Caller?
I had a little sesh yesterday. It's pretty good.
A little sesh?
Huh?
You don't get your hands on no exotic?
Well, yeah, you know, I already got some, so I'm straight. Thanks for the offer, though.
You smoke out of bong, or you smoke in paper?
Nah, you know, that's how they want you to do it, so you don't do it right. What you're supposed to do is inject it.
You're supposed to inject it.
You inject it?
Mm-hmm. Mm. How do you do that?
Well, first you put it in inside of a frying pan, and you melt it down with some butter, and then you take the needle, and you bend over, and, you know, it's better to get a friend to do it for you, because you might miss, and you just shoot it right up your ass.
Well, why?
Whoa!
Why butter, though?
What is the music?
Does butter help the body better absorb the marijuana?
Exactly. Yeah, it helps it attach to the fat cells within your body a lot quicker.
Okay.
Therefore, you feel a better high.
And it attaches to the fat cells quicker.
Yep.
I think we discovered Kim Kardashian's
secret.
She's been taking weed shots up the ass. And all that butter is sticking to the fat.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mystery Guy. I think you cleared up one of the world's most recent mysteries.
I'm proud, man. You feel it. You feel it right. You feel it in your booty, especially, though. Like, you just want to sit for hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Wow, that is quite amazing.
I come to Brooklyn.
Quite amazing. Yeah, we'll go to some joints, man. We'll be right back.
Yeah, USA, what up? This is Kelvin from Vision Breaks producing team Germany overseas. You're checking out my man Baltimore Sun in this album History. This is the real hip hop joint. This is how it should be. Hey.
Turn my mic on, and the instant recite songs, I write songs, nigga tell a minute my life's gone, before it's in it, hope I get a minute to write wrongs, and make amends with friends that ended a tight bond, that's why I write songs, without a gimmick to bite on, critics even admit it, that the image is right on, the stage on the track is just the fact that I'm nice on, think I'm leaving it while I'm still breathing, you're quite wrong, I'm about to blow you like a pipe bomb, and grip the mic tight like a python, tell I get white palms, I know a few brothers just like Dawn. When the night's wrong, they go to war with the pipes drawn. They hustle too, cannot stand cops, so they like cons. Me, I just run with hip-hop, I'm an icon. Can carry body more, cause my shoulders is tight strong. I'm married to the game, Uncle Ben throw the right song and it's on.
Married to the game, Baltimore, connecting with Germany. We're taking it international, man, we're worldwide on this one. Yeah.
Hey yo, I'm one of a kind, plus I'm one of the best. That hungry like Mike Vick's pits, one of his pets that ain't ate in a while, so I'm ready to bite the head off of any mic, cause I'm hungry for flesh. The sun is back in the run, if you want in a guess. And yes, the beach from the east is still running the west. I just next all of my exes that was wanting the sex. I'm only focused on rhyme now, and I'm wanting them checks. You'll be a mess trying to guess how I'm coming so fresh. Hip hop flow through my veins and it run in my chest. You'll feel the rhythm of my breath when it comes from my breath. I take the soul of every beat and make it home in my flesh. The sun is destined to shine if you want in the bet. On my line is spots of time you trying to invest. I'm so divine when I rhyme cause I'm one of the blessed. And I'ma spit it to my death cause I'm one of the best and that's real.
Baltimore sun, we shining over negativity. Over negativity. I'm almost at that finish line, I can feel it, but it still feels like it's so far away.
You know that? Let me explain, my name's the game. Shit, the son that got married to the game. Now the game has changed. Too many lames trying to claim a name that rang is strange. They start sniffing cane and they blame the fame. It's a shame if you claim that I'm playing game. I'm Damon Wayans with a mic ringing major pain. And ain't nothing left to say except tape. Spraying flames and I stay saying amazing things. Whoa, these whack copycats and rap stay changing lanes. Ain't enough change in the game to make me change a thing. But if I had to choose, for sure I'd change my name. Instead of body more now, call me Blazing Flames. Just be glad I'm in the booth, paraphrasing pain. Ain't on the stoop, raising, aiming, blazing flames. They wanna know why I reign supreme. Cause my shit's been banging since the days of games. Think about it.
I don't know how else to say it, man, but I'm married to the game, you feel?
Married to the game.
can't even begin to explain to you how I feel about my music, how passionate I am about my grind. Took this one all the way over to Germany. Calson, what's up?
Vision Breaks.
We getting it in, man.
Getting it in.
Holla at holla.
Just remember, we be representing together.
Keep it real.
That's how I'm living.
The price of love in the game is what I'm after.
Yo, D Dave on the remix.
Yeah.
It's Roxy Blue.
Get
'em. Yo,
I don't care about these boys.
Never
fuck with brought you bitches.
Yep.
My money's over bullshit. If it's not that, I am glitching. I am married to this hustle. I done won every game. When I say I'm by my money, I can show you play by play. I get hit by the rolling. Benji stays on my tail. I sip him like a mattress. He keeps coming. Can't you tell? He's a stand up guy. That's why he comes before my friends. He writes me fairy tales. That's why I'm happy in the end. Can't nobody come between us. I told you I'm about my money. Taking trips in the winter. Just to go somewhere that's sunny. My money's over boys, bitches, and bullshit too. And please don't be surprised, because my money's over you. M-O-B. My money's over boys. My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. M-O-B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over M-O-B. My money's over boys.
Not me.
My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B.
One
my money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over
M-O-B. No, it's M-O-E. That is money over everything. That's what I scream.
Okay.
I'ma get money fly, nigga. Stay getting high, nigga. Try to play with my money, then you must wanna die, nigga.
Boom.
I'm a thoroughbred. I'm always down to ride, nigga. I'm focused now. You can't see it in my eyes, nigga.
My eyes.
If music don't work, then I'ma go flip some pies, nigga. Sit and watch you work for no money like oversized strippers.
Money.
Hey, yo, Rock, we got these niggas back.
Chill.
We living comfortable while they living from check to check.
Okay.
I'm just being honest. I don't mean no disrespect.
Nah.
But we winning. Y'all keep losing like the fucking Nets. I know you see that we the fucking best.
Uh-huh.
Think not, get in line, homie, place your bet.
Uh-huh.
I'm from the gutter, but yet I still live the good life.
Good
take
life.
A look at me, this is what money look like.
M-O-B, my money's over boys.
Yep.
My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B, my money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over M-O-B, my money's over boys. My money's over bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over
We're live, we're back. Spree Game Radio, it's your boy Brooklyn Black. Lady still Ebony in the building. Big shout out to the mystery guy, man. I hope, you know, I wish him and Alex all the best.
Now you can start cracking on my boo.
Oh, man. Anybody please join us tomorrow. Baltimore Sun is actually here being as our special guest co-host tomorrow night. You know, we'll be rocking back to our regular time, 11 p.m. to 1. You know, don't it sound a little? It feels a bit different when we're doing the show earlier, you know. But, you know, I got to work at Dublin some things tomorrow, so I had to move stuff up so I can rest up and all that. But either way. Follow us on Twitter, pregame_radio. You follow me, Brooklyn Black. Don't follow Lady Steele because she has more followers than me. I don't understand how. She's barely on. So, don't follow her. Anybody follow me. Don't follow her because Ev don't follow back. She don't even tweet.
That's not true. You're a damn lie. Everybody that follows me, I follow back. Now, I am not on Twitter like that. You may get a quote from me maybe once a month or something. I'll go and check it. But other than that, yes, I follow back everyone that follows me. I follow everyone.
Brooklyn Black.
Yo.
What happened to my drop?
Yeah.
I told you. Yeah, I got to re-record it.
Why?
Because it's not in the proper format for Blog Talk Radio.
And you can reformat it because every other drop I've recorded for other people, they've reformatted it. So you just need to put some work in or ask the right people to do it.
True that.
Me too.
I concur.
You would.
Yeah, because you know I already got my drop. Okay.
Fine,
that's right, Alex,
fine.
Because actually, Alex, he's like, what, 2 weeks late?
Yes.
This is supposed to be done.
In the meantime,
the week following Ladies Night Week, right? Ladies Night Friday. He was supposed to have this done, right? Okay.
That was the 18th.
Yeah, see? You're slipping. Do you need Do you need an assistant? Get an assistant. Get an assistant, exactly. Put your list and have people submit their resumes to pregame radio and get an assistant, someone that can remind you of the things that you forget, to tell you, you know, what your next step is, or someone you can just call and be like, hey, what's my day on Thursday looking like? And they can read it back to you. Hey, did our feature artists in their music? No? Okay, let me get on that. That's what you need. You need a girl Friday, a girl or a guy Friday. What? Alex, you don't agree? Black, you don't agree?
I do. I mean, technically, he should already, like, technically, I guess that would be us, but I don't know. We just got to restructure.
No, we are not his assistants, Alex. Each one of us has a specific duty that we are to perform, and that does not include being his assistant and reminding him of things and telling him stuff and blah, blah, blah. He needs someone whose specific task is to say, yo, Black, we didn't get the tracks from our featured artists. Black, you did not reformat the drops for the pregame admin staff. Black, you did not do a 15-minute test run show so that you can familiarize yourself with the new Blog Talk switchboard or whatever they call it now. Okay? He needs someone that is specifically going to do that. Hit
wow.
us up, pregame radio, send us your resume, ladies, dudes, it doesn't matter. We just need someone who is organized and about their business and who can stay on top of things. That's all. And no, there is no pay, there is no stipend. You are doing it strictly for the love of hip-hop. Thank you.
Man, you have it, which means they'll be the ladies will be pretty much deciding who becomes my next assistant. So, hit them up on their Facebook. You know, send them in the pregameradio@gmail.com. However you feel you can get it to them so they can review it and see if you can actually do it. Because, you know, they got to really be able to rock with us, you know, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you guys are going through the interview process and all that, like, you keep that in mind. Like, you gotta be able to rock and wild out with us when we're wilding,
mm-hmm.
when we're serious, you know, and know the difference, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They gotta be able to hang.
They gotta be able to set it off on their own too. speaking of setting off on their own, where is old dude? Was Shine? What's his name again, please?
Where is
What's his name?
Shire.
Where's Spider-Man tonight?
I don't know. I forgot to bother him.
He's not broadcasting from his BMW tonight. Yeah, every time he calls in, he's like, yes, I'm riding around in my BMW. That shit is comical. Word up. All right, tell him he missed an excellent show tonight. Shout out to Mr. Recaller. Shout out to Mr. Recaller. Shout out to Ty calling in. I love you. Thank you so, so much. Okay. Shout out to all our listeners, pre-gaming, those that pressed one and those that didn't. Special shout out to all Illuminati. Thank you for keeping conversations going and conspiracy theorists thinking of things and for being there and not being there at the same time. Thank you, Illuminati.
Oh, God.
Gotta get
Yes, most definitely. And you know, people, it's a holiday weekend. All you guys with the good 9 to 5s or whatever, the city jobs, y'all get Monday off. Y'all got 3-day weekend. You know, for me, I gotta work. So,
you
lucky bastards, huh?
You gotta work Monday?
Yeah, I gotta work Monday.
Who the fuck is gonna be purchasing phones on Labor Day or on Independence Day?
Well,
we're trying to get dependent from their phone contracts.
I'm going to come throw a couple of M80s in your store, and you'll be forced to close. Okay. Throw a couple of M80s in your store, and them hobbies is going to have to let you go early. Okay.
Shout out to F for wanting to throw M80s in the store.
I'm not gonna hurt anybody. Come on, it's not gonna be nobody in the store but you. Watch. Because whoever's scheduled to work that day, look, whoever you got scheduled to work that day with you, they not coming in. I hope you know this.
I hope his boss isn't listening.
His boss? There is no boss for him. Except for me and occasionally you, Alex, because I hear you. You be getting at him sometimes. I be peeping it. I don't say nothing. I stay out of it. But I be peeping it.
Yeah, well, I know. She be doing it, I tell you.
Yeah, so it is what it is. Shout out to all the cancers, birthday this month. Shout out to Malik TGO. I definitely got the blast. Yesterday, the BBM blast was the 7-9-11, 7-9-11, 7-9-11, and you got the shit stuck in my head. Thank you very much. But shout out to him. His birthday coming up on, as you guessed it, 7-9-11. So shout out to the TGO crew. Word up. Shout out to all MFIR ladies. Okay, Miss New Shoes, Miss Brooklyn. What you call her? Hogan?
Oh, yeah, Brooklyn Hogan.
Okay. Shout out to them, always.
Oh, and birthday shout out to LB the Boss, since we're giving shout outs to MFR Radio. So happy birthday to him.
All
right. What is his birthday? I remember in 2 weeks, it's the Roast of Brooklyn Black being officiated by the ladies of Pre-Game Radio. So I hope they got their stuff. They're working on their material. I know Lady Steeler's probably going to go real ham.
Wait. Hold on a second. There's going to be a roast for you, son?
Yeah.
I have no idea, son. Son, I don't think you want me involved with that. Son,
huh?
I changed your diapers. I don't think you want me involved with that.
He's going to get the last 30 minutes to get back at everybody, so.
He gets no time to get back at nothing. It's the roast of him. He want to get back at somebody.
Hey, even on the roast, gets the last word.
Well, this is pregame radio, and we don't follow what everybody else does. We don't follow the right-hand path. We follow the path or the left. We follow that middle path.
Which is fine. It don't matter. But
we do whatever we want.
Tune in to us tomorrow. We got Baltimore Sun. Like I said, he's going to be co-hosting Rock with us. And see what other crazy things we're talking about. Maybe, you know, maybe Still's new Buddha Mystery Con will pop back up.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Baltimore Sun. He be he definitely be campaigning. He be out there, real talk. He be out there, he on his marketing game. Shout out to him.
Yeah, so he does the damn thing. And you know, I'm gonna leave you guys with a couple of joints. We know what we do. Please, everyone, be out there, be safe. Don't drink, don't drive. Y'all know the rest. Once again, tonight's show is dedicated to the memory of Travis Clark. Rest in peace, homie. Catch us tomorrow.
W Weird Productions, man. Let's go.
All right. Go in. You clown bitches broke and you still a joke. I spit bars like your shit's revoked. And you bitches green, you're like flubber.
What?
And bitches on my pussy like I'm they mother.
Yep.
It used to be a team, now I'm on my own.
And
there's only one seat, I won't shut his throne.
Nah.
Hold up, should I wait for the drop?
Nah.
Fuck that shit, just give it to me hot. You hoes get ignored like bill collectors.
I eat you like a nugget,
more bills come get ya.
Yep.
You hoes so stiff like a basic tee. And y'all stay on me basically. I see the little tweets from y'all birds. Stay talking action, but y'all ain't verbs. Roxy on the scene, wait, y'all ain't heard.
What?
I study this game, yes, I'm a nerd.
Uh-huh.
I stay on the twirly,
yeah.
And y'all my turn.
Yeah.
I ain't rap too tight.
Nope.
So when I say blend, you better match the light. You don't want to see me in your afterlife. So I'll make you break fast like after night. Get bucked, now you fucked right. I'm eating and
right.
I take my money
okay.
And bite.
Okay.
Never ever will I try and be another motherfucker.
Nope.
Flow so sweet, Trump couldn't pay another dollar.
Nope.
Who want to test a rap bitch from the gutter? Gutter. I ain't rocking blue melt peace like.
Uh-huh.
I don't give a fuck and I keep it going.
Uh-huh.
Like the time of the month and I keep the flow.
Yeah.
Put them in a race and I bet I blow.
What the fuck I do?
Now it's time of the bone.
Ha.
Over time to make moves, make the opposition quit, time to break rules. I'm loyal to myself, never switched, I'm faithful. Grab a banana clip and probably aim for your grapefruit. I hate all the ignorance, the fact you're ungrateful. I'm here to captivate your mind, soul of an angel. I sacrifice my life, take a bullet to save you. But would you take a bullet for me?
For me.
Without a vest, I'm living like I'm a vet. Hearing voices, kamikaze, rushing to my death. Take a breath,
wait.
They think I'm going crazy. I don't tolerate your game. Don't even try to play me.
Hate me.
Do whatever you wanna do lately. I've been on a mission. My ambition only saved me. Young entrepreneur, yet hungry for more. Never settle, cause I'm pushing the battle to the floor. Now I'm gone. I'm on another level. Heart of a warrior. The mind of a rebel. I get shit done. I'm a child of the ghetto. A product of the block. I'm a rose with no petals. A rose from the fire like a phoenix. Nobody had faith. And nobody would believe it. Cause nobody couldn't see it. So I had to hustle hard. Keep it real so they could feel it. I'm the realest, I'ma tell you in that. You know I'ma feel it, cause I'm dealing with these demons. I fight until I kill them. I'll never be the victim, I grab them and then I rip them. You living in the darkness, the home of the heartless. No emotion, no affection, no pardon. Backstabbing, snakes slithering in the garden. Trying to make a dollar when people were really starving. Don't you understand, I'ma make a difference regardless. I know that I'm more than a rap artist. You carcass, I'm sharpest when I gotta execute on a target. Wrap them in the carpet and bury them in the forest. I'm talking about my negative thoughts, dearly departed.
Trafficking, street though, I got us.
Excuse me, homie, no matter of fact, excuse you. This the classic Harlem shit, something to get used to. I get money and yes, I get fresh too. TGO, the new version of the Get Fresh crew. And it's nothing new, yeah, my money been stacking up. Walk in the club, pop a bottle, girls back it up. You had your run, now you're done, nigga, pack it up. We don't chase money, nah, money chase after us. That's what's up, yeah, dogs, I'm about my money, man. Take it back through the wild border, running main. Niggas like free throw, you going crazy. Fuck your niggas thought I was born in the 80s. Product of the hood, Harlem streets unraised. When you get caught with the work, you still fuck you pay me. If it's not a CG, now you ain't gon' play me. TGO is the army, better yet, we the Navy. I style with no effort just to say it for the record. You ain't gotta like it, but I guarantee you will respect it. Closing eight to what was worth covering the necklace. Gotta thank the Lord for swag, something I was blessed with.
6 minutes, 6 minutes, 6 minutes.
Free throw, you're on, on. Let's go 80s on the mean to take it back to Rams. Red Star, Louis Jacket, courtesy of Dapper Dan. You ain't know I get busy, better action, man. You trying to get money now, that sounds like a plan. I could take a brick of some pure cocaine, turn it into four finger rings and a rope chain. 40 below boots on, you're not hot, you're lukewarm. My team on steroids, in other words, we too strong. Coming out of Harlem front on who I beg your pardon. You ain't good for nada, bet your father wish you used a condom. I'm just here to get money, you can have a start on this shit so easy. Why? Cause I'm a fucking problem.
Initiating shutdown sequence.